We have a busy day ahead. High school baseball around the area. Second game of the series washed out yesterday between Villarick and Alexander in region play, so they try it again today. Wildcats on the road looking to start a new winning streak at Alexander. It's a backyard battle. Region action. Bowden on the road at Mount Zion. Game one of the region three-game set. Heard County plays host to Bremen this afternoon in Franklin. Carrollton faces Douglas County, a road trip for the Trojans to start that region series. Best of three affair. And Central at 20-1 on the year. Leaders in region play at 11-1. They go to face the defending state champs, the Panthers of Stars Mill, game one of that region series. Horrible Monday for the Atlanta Braves. First off, they'll lose Jurickson and Prosar until July. The outfielder they obtained in the offseason from the San Diego Padres is banned for 80 games. He tested positive for a banned substance. It was a performance-enhancing drug. He can return in July, but if the Braves make it to postseason play, he will be ineligible to be on the Braves roster and participate in postseason action. And the Braves lose right-handed pitcher Reynaldo Lopez, one of their starters out on the 15-day injured list. He is suffering from right shoulder inflammation. He's out. Bryce Elder called up to replace him on the roster. Off the field as well, the Braves, a couple other acquirees yesterday. They get outfielder Stuart Fairchild for cash considerations from the Cincinnati Reds, and the old guy is back. Jesse Chavez added to the Major League roster yesterday. He replaces Hector Neris, who was designated for assignment. And a shout-out this morning to Madison Cooley, junior wrestler, Carrollton High School. She finished as the national runner up at the High School Nationals, the National High School Coaches Association National Championship. She entered the event unseeded. She pinned opponents from Mississippi, the number 2 seed from Wyoming, the number 3 seed from North Carolina, en route to the finals. In all, there were schools from 47 states. Over 6,000 wrestlers competed in this event. She is the first Carrollton female wrestler to participate in this tournament. She earns All-American honors and a groundbreaker, a pioneer in the program and in girls wrestling at Carrollton High School. Congratulations, Madison Cooley. Women's college basketball, Final Four set in Tampa. They begin Friday. All SEC flavor in one semifinal. It's Texas versus South Carolina. The other semifinal, UConn will tangle with UCLA. For the Bain Dental Group and Graddock Sports, I'm Mike Paris.